Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just curious, like, how all this has affected you. You know, you've been in education a long time, and this is the first time this has happened, right? Where you've had a student, other than the one who died in a fire.
For once in my life, I actually felt a sense of something I couldn't control. Mm-hmm. I always think I can control things right here. I can control this home, because I can go talk to the parent. You know, I got it. We got this. They seem to understand. We can make an agreement. Come on, just have a way of getting what we need for here from them. Mm-hmm. If we just talk to them, go to their home. You know, this one thing I had no control over. I had no control over a bullet. I had no control over mine, because not even knowing it was time. It's like, who could possibly do something like that? I had no control, and that scares me when I have no control over our kids, because mm-hmm. they're mine. You know, I have control over my child, my own personal child, and I take these kids as mine. Mm-hmm. I had no control over a situation. So it's like praying to God all the way to that hospital, God, please hear my prayer, because it's someone's child. What if that was my child? You know, just playing a game randomly. It doesn't even matter what area you're in. But here's an innocent child just having a game, just celebrating because he's so always like this.
Yeah.
I'm for one saying this child is hurt. I've never seen Tyron cry, never seen Tyron angry. But now he's unresponsive, and I had no control over it. I couldn't control it. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to be a control freak, but it hurts even more now because it was one of ours who I thought I had control over.
Yeah.
Was troubled, and we try hard to get him to do the right thing and do what's right. But I have control. So I felt like I'm losing control of my kids. I wasn't there to help him. I wasn't there to save him. I'm not their mom, but I am their mom. And that's why, ever since this happened with him, and I was talking about retiring this year, right? This year, I want to now. And my husband said, I know you were. I can't leave them. Mm. I feel like they need me. And I'm not saying I'm Superwoman. I'm not saying I'm all that in a bag of chips. But it's just something about these kids. They need to feel a sense of belonging. And that someone does have control. But I didn't have control. When that little girl got her house was on fire.
Yeah.
That was like, you know, I understood. I felt the same way. I feel sad. But I don't think she may have had, I don't know. It's the same feeling. That's the first trauma. Those are the only two traumas that I've experienced. A fire and then a shooting. But a shooting that could cause death over some senselessness, some foolishness. When do we stop? When do we put the guns down and stop the foolishness? When do we realize that we have to value life? We value children. I don't have control. For 20 some years, I've had control of situations. I had control of my school. I have control of parents. I had control of students, whether their behaviors were good or bad. I had a fix on it. I could try to fix it, but I couldn't fix this one time. I couldn't fix it. But I had to come to school the next day and smile and just pray to God that he was going to be okay, that we were going to, and it worked, but there was a sense, I felt like I had lost all my sense of
being the safety net for those kids. I didn't know I can't be with them at games. I can't be with them 24/7. But I just thought, you know, over here, we all a family. We're here, despite we're crazy in the neighborhood. We're going to look out for one another. But you have this right here in your own yard. And it's one of ours who lives like not even 5 minutes away from where the incident happened. What are you thinking about?
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.